Thus, pagan mythic worldviews have at least some perception of the original state of reality, creation. What went wrong with the original state, the fall, and the longing to recover to, or return to the original state, and that's redemption. So again, when Jordan Peterson talks about this, he does it from this kind of pagan aspect. He's saying, what can we draw from what we know as God's meta-narrative, and how can we apply it to us? And so he's always kind of navel-gazing at it. And what can this inform us about man? It's just the opposite way. What can man and our story inform us about God, and how we can remember things through this story dwelling and this kind of three version arc of creation, the fall, and redemption.
Yeah. And so, you know, that so there's an issue here, right? General revelation can only point us to redemptive longing, but it cannot deliver the knowledge of true redemption, right?
Romans 1.
Yeah, we need special revelation, right? And so Rinkin, he quotes here, says that the fatal problem with a non-biblical worldview is that fragments of truth, goodness, and beauty that are perceived can never be assembled into a cohesive picture of God's world. The best that non-Christian worldviews may include are, you know, the truth, or at least some of it, but those random truths will never reveal the scope of God's saving plan. Every attempt to fill up the vacuum that exists in the human heart leads either to blissful ignorance, right, or to frustration, misery, and cynicism. And we see this, he reminds us in the Solomon's Ecclesiastes,
Yeah. So the search for true redemption requires a different set of lenses that were not supplied to us upon entry into this world. And, you know, at least from the books that I read, sci-fi, there's always a longing towards something that will save us. Aliens, technology, the unification of man, the point in which humanity and machines become one, enlightenment, whatever that might be, where we shirk off our mortal coil and we're just energy beings that commune with the universe. That's what's kind of always being longed for there. The source of a universal storyline is fully and accurately disclosed, not only in God's specific and special revelation, and we require a new nature to see it. I wonder how that happens. The biblical worldview supplies the world with the source of these monomythic themes, but when the true nature of redemption, that is the one true story, that we're going to get into, is brought to the fore of the world's attention, it is rejected in favor of lesser stories and more palpable ideologies. Well, look at Jesus. He's just like Horus or Anubis or, you know, pick your one. Well, okay, let's even grant that that's true. Those stories, where do they all come from, and how do they have that similar nature that we're saying, here's the story of Jesus Christ within in Jerusalem at the time of the cross that people witnessed, that people wrote about, that aren't these true mythic characters. Where do they come from? Now, when you look at those stories and you realize that you have to draw religious words in order to read into the text of those true myths, what, you know, oh, this person had 12 disciples. Well, no, they had many disciples they talked about there. And so they're brought to the forefront of the world's attention. They're rejected and they're replaced, which again is what Romans 1 is talking about there as well.
Exactly. And so he tells us that nonetheless, the universal plot structure, the monomyth, right, as ascertained in the history of our storytelling, gives ample and unassailable testimony to God's revealed truth, even if that testimony is insufficient to bring genuine redemption to bear on tragic souls, right? In other words, you know, general revelation reveals this, people capture it, but it's not enough to get them to God, right? Obviously, you need the special revelation of the gospel and the scriptures, right? And so he says to adapt to, you know, an Augustinian phrase, our stories will fill our hearts with restlessness until we find our rest in God's story. Mm-hmm. That's what he's getting at. And so it is in that story, God's story, that conflict, the crisis, the fall, the broad problem of evil finds its only satisfactorily, resolution for us, right? And so that's the story he says that we need to examine, the one true story, right? Yeah.